a state champ at Mound City High School, one of the top scorers to ever come from North Central Missouri College. When Kendi Eaton had a basketball in her hands, she didn't lose.
Baseline left for Northwest. It comes in quickly to Eaton. Kendi gets into the paint, puts up the floater. Off the glass is good.
But when she was looking for the next stop in her college career, a Northwest program with a new coaching staff sold her on what they were building in Maryville.
They just really, I feel like, held an atmosphere that was bound to succeed.
And as Bearcat basketball experienced a culture shift during Eaton's senior season, she was dealt a tough hand. A knee issue cropped up that forced her to miss four games in January and stuck with her the rest of the year.
I wasn't too healthy. I had to put in a lot of prep before games and really just kind of pray a lot.
But a greater challenge faced Eaton and her family off the court. Her mother, Shelley, was hit by a virus nearly 2 years ago and eventually led to heart failure.
One time last year, we were postseason, and my dad had called me and called to see how my mom was doing, and he was saying, Kendi is really not great. Her heart's not doing very well, and it really kind of hit me because it hadn't really hit me yet.
Shelley went through three surgeries, receiving an LVAD with the last one, and she was placed on a waiting list for a heart transplant. Shelley kept fighting while Kendi continued her basketball career. Despite adversity off the court, head coach Austin Myers said there was no change in her demeanor. Kendi was in her comfort zone on the hardwood.
She kept things pretty quiet, and she was the same person every day, worked extremely hard, just put in a ton of time outside of practice. You know, she was always in the gym with Coach Houston.
Which Shelley says is exactly how Kendi was growing up.
I think she's always been like that. From a little girl when she was in elementary school and the other girls were playing dolls and she was off by herself and she was shooting baskets and dribbling.
Basketball may have been an escape, but Kendi's mom was always on her mind.
Just how, like, well she took everything and well she went through everything, and definitely compare that to situations that I get through. And yeah, I'll come off of a game and would think, man, my knee really hurts today, or my knee's the size of a watermelon or something like that. But she definitely inspires me, and I take that a lot into consideration.
Kendi led the Bearcats back to the postseason and put them on the right path for the future. But the Eaton's biggest win came nearly 2 months after basketball ended. Shelley received a heart transplant just 3 weeks ago and was welcomed home by friends and family lining the street with signs and words of encouragement.
It was a lot of emotions, a lot of just feelings of just joy, happiness that she was back, and I think she really appreciated all that, and she is really surprised.
Just getting home and being able to see my kids face-to-face, be in the same room with them and hug them was just amazing.
It was the toughest battle yet for the Eatons, but once again, they came out on top. Shelley Eaton added just how grateful her and the family are for her heart donor and how important that is for people across the country. If you'd like to become an organ donor, visit the website organdonor.gov. For KXCV KRNW Sports, I'm Matt Tritton.